This is Audible.
Random House Audio presents Star Wars: Dawn of the Jedi, Into the Void by Tim Levin. Read for you by January Lavoie. Chapter 10, Empty Spaces. Pride is a dangerous indulgence. Temple Master La Mi, Stav Kesh, 10,670 TYA, Thoyor arrival. They spend 14 more days in Stav Kesh, and sometimes Dale is taken away and taught on his own. This worries Lannery. She wants to remain close to keep an eye on him, and when they are apart, she can't seem to reach him. She tries, but he is blocking her out. Only the weak-minded are always open to a Jedi's sensings, and Dale is far from weak-minded. He has had years to learn how to exclude his sister's gentle probings. Master Kinnaid continues to teach Lannery and the others, but on those occasions when Dale is taken, it is the Temple Master Tave who takes him. In the evenings, when Dale chooses to return to their room, Lannery asks him where he goes and what he does.
"Weapon training," Dale says. "They see my talents as a warrior, and Tave is giving me one-on-one attention."
But she sees that even Dale does not believe that. When the group is being instructed on force use of weapons, they are keeping him apart. Maybe they're afraid that he will let loose with a blaster and hurt someone again. Even worse, perhaps they believe he did that on purpose. On their final day there, Masters Kinnaid and Tave welcome them into the Grand Hall. This is a structure built deep in the mountain, and it has become something of a legendary place among journeyers over the centuries. It is said that Temple Master Vordana fought and killed 13 sand assassins in the hall more than 200 years before, and sometimes when the wind is right, lonely grains of sand still whistle and hush against the ancient stone. Now the hall is cool and still, illuminated by an array of burning brands, and expectantly silent. The journeyers stand along one wall as instructed, and Tave and Kinnaid are together, whispering and waiting for something. What is this? Lannery wonders. She glances sidelong at the Cathar twins, and they look back and smile. There is a special bond between the two of them that is deeper than the Force, and they trouble her. She looks in the other direction at Dale. He is relaxed and calm, glancing around the hall at the tapestries and the array of old weaponry hanging on hooks and resting in display cases around its perimeter. He catches her eye and grins. "Master Kinnaid," she says, but the Zabrak holds up one hand, fingers splayed. Someone is coming. Lannery can sense it, and she feels an approach in the flow of the Force. Moments later, a shadow appears in a doorway across the hall. Temple Master La Mi enters, walking confidently toward the students. The two masters bow slightly, and then La Mi pauses and examines the journeyers. He spends some time looking them up and down, and when he reaches Lannery, she can feel the strength of his regard.
"Sometimes love is not enough," La Mi told her,
"but today there is no special message." He moves on to Dale, and then, after a glance at Masters Tave and Kinnaid, says one word.
"Fight."
The two masters maintain ultimate control. When a Force punch is thrown with a little too much vigor, Master Tave reaches out and absorbs some of the impact. When a series of overenthusiastic Force shoves thuds along the floor toward the Wookiee, Master Kinnaid snatches them from the air and dispels them with little more than a grunt. Lannery avoids fighting with her brother for as long as she can. But soon, she finds herself standing side by side with Dale, and as they swap glances, she sees how much he's enjoying this.
"No sides here," Dale says.
He leaps toward Lannery in a clumsy yet strong Alchaka move, and what happens next plays on her mind for a long time afterward. She lets him strike her down. She tumbles, sliding across the stone floor and bruising her back, hips, elbows. She uses the force to prevent herself slamming into a wall. Then she stands, and Dale is already charging at her again. She ducks beneath Dale's kick, slides past him as he spins and lashes out with his fist, trips him, stomps on his ankle, then drops astride him with one fist raised, ready to hammer down on his face. "I need no force to bring you down, brother," she says, smiling. She is trying to lighten the mood, appealing to their close bond, but his eyes are filled with anger. He punches Lannery in the temple, and she falls to the side, shocked more than pained. A kick to her ribs, another punch to her stomach. She rolls away from him, but he is always there. And then she thinks, why shouldn't I use the force? Am I holding back simply because of his sensibilities? She punches out hard, and a great thud reverberates around the hall. Dale is powered back away from her, arms and legs splayed as he flies through the air. Someone catches him and drops him hard before he smashes against the wall. Lannery does not see who, but assumes it is Tave or Kinnaid. She stands, holding her head and willing the heavy throbbing pain from her insides. But sometimes even the force cannot dull such agonies. And in her studies, she has come to trust pain. It is there for a reason, and to mask it can lead to more damage and worse pain later.
You lower your defenses, Kinnaid says, and at first Lannery thinks she's speaking to Dale, but she is actually addressing her. You should be able to anticipate such clumsy attacks and counter them. Your brother's all-chaka moves are rudimentary at best, and he does not use the force to wield them.
I know, she says softly, facing Master Kinnaid, but glancing sidelong at Dale. He is standing across the hall from them, and he looks dejected, defeated.
Cease, Lami says, and the fighting ends.
The Cathar twins embrace, bloody and smiling. The Wookiee and Twi'lek draw close together and slap each other's shoulders. Lannery looks to Dale, but he has already turned his back on her. Kinnaid walks ahead of Lannery, saying nothing. Lannery has been told to follow her, and she suspects that she is being taken to Lami one last time before they depart in the morning. Tomorrow, she and Dale commence their long, dangerous journey to Anil Kesh. The Temple of Science lies more than 1,000 kilometers to the east on Tulse. They will have to cross the Moon Islands to reach Tulse, and once there they'll be faced with a long hike across a wild land. Lava